This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good evening, ladies and germs. It's that time of night. I'm Rich Bradbury. Joining me in the studio, as usual, is Adeline.
Hello.
David.
Hello.
Brendan in the background. Say hello. Yo. Oh, finally, we're getting a yo. And our guest this evening is Jun Yong.
Hi. Hello. Thank you for having me.
Show. Absolutely welcome. Thank you for coming.
No worries. My pleasure.
So what have you been up to? What have you been doing?
Well, I'm busy hosting my TV show. It's called Football Countdown. I'm more primarily a sports presenter right now. Mm-hmm. It is aired on Astro Supersport, 9 p.m. on channel 831.
Just to let you know free plug. Richard and David.
We're in trouble.
Yes.
Yeah. Don't watch football.
They don't even watch football.
Come on, guys.
They don't play football.
Come on.
I think I watch football more than you guys.
I was about to like blank out throughout the interview if it was football related.
And then?
I wouldn't have anything to say, right? So yeah, that guy runs around the field.
Okay, for the sake of you guys, we won't talk about football. How about that?
I like that.
It's your final night then, David. We're not going to make a big deal of it. You were instrumental in helping to get the show off the ground, so we're very thankful for that.
Yay.
Also glad to see the back of you. Joking, of course. I'm joking.
You're going to miss me.
Of course. But good luck with everything that you do.
Thank you.
We're going to have a little bit of a surprise for you a little bit later on the show. We have 16 strippers coming in.
I have a feeling he chose tonight as his last show because I'm coming on. I don't like her. I have nothing in common with her.
I wanted to end it with a bang.
Oh.
Or that. Oh. Let's see. We will find out at 9 p.m.
Yes, personal already.
Anyway, we have a giveaway tonight.
We do indeed.
Yeah, so we are giving away chocolate brownies, all thanks to My Burger Lab.
There we go.
So if you want to win chocolate brownies, all you have to do is just answer this very simple question.
It's not that simple tonight.
I think it's quite simple.
Okay.
Google's your best friend.
It is.
Okay, so in 1896, a recipe for brownies first appeared in which cookbook? Mm-hmm. Send your name and your IC number to 016-201-9000. Don't forget to tell us why you deserve to win as well.
What? If you Google brownies 1896 cookbook, your answer will be there.
Yes.
David.
Is it from KFC? I don't know. Is it the Colonel?
Brownies.
Google is your best friend, so go check it out.
He is my best friend.
So, June, why TV then? What started? Tell me about that journey.
Okay, I started my TV hosting, journey with the ATV Quickie. That was back in 2013 when I just turned 21. I won the ATV Quickie search alongside, I believe you interviewed my colleague last week, Nadia Nash.
Yes, we did.
And also Brandon Ho. So three of us, we won the ATV Quickie search. And the rest is history, as you would say it.
Is it everything that you've kind of imagined it would be? Is it stressful? Is it fun?
Well, it's everything and more. So see, the thing is, when you imagine things, you imagine the good side of it, right? And then when when push comes to shove and you do it, it's kind of like, oh, all the stress comes with it. But I'm not complaining. With everything you do, it comes with a certain amount of stress.
It was a little bit like our intern when he first came here. He had this like wonderful rosy view of what radio was.
Oh my God, I'm in BFM.
Right.
And then
he comes here and he's like, yeah.
Oh boy.
But no, he loves it, right?
Yes, he does.
Okay, we have to take a short break. We've got some ads. We need to get paid as well. In fact, there's a whole bunch of ads. 8 minutes, folks. I hope you enjoy them. Anyway, these are our advertisements right now, and then we've got a little bit of Passion Pit. Don't go anywhere. BFM 89.9, the business station. It is that time of night. I'm Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Adeline Chu.
I'm David Bury.
And I'm guest Jun Yong.
Hello, Jun Yong.
Hello, guest.
Hello.
You know what, Richard? You know, someone came in to collect Comic-Con tickets today, and when I passed him the tickets, and he said, "You're Auntie Eddie, right?"
It's working.
No, for the record, you don't look auntie at all.
Oh,
for real.
Thank you. But she's very auntie. She has many remedies, by the way.
Oh, really? Yeah. Ask her about anything. Tell her you've got a problem, she can fix it.
That's a know-it-all, not an auntie.
Oh.
So everyone knows me by Auntie Eddie. Not Adeline, but Auntie Eddie.
Well,
thanks, Richard.
It's okay. It's starting to stick. You kept calling me old man for months and months.
David started it?
No, you started
David
as well.
Started
you
it.
Two were both playing games, you know, and I got it. I got the short end of the stick. But anyway, we are giving away brownies this evening for those people who like brownies. 016-201-9000. Answer this very simple question with Google.
In 1896, a recipe for brownies first appeared in which cookbook? Send your name and your IC number to 016-201-9000. Don't forget to tell us why you deserve to win as well.
My Burger Lab.
You're so good at that. So after you leave here, that's what you're going to be doing, mate, right?
Yeah.
Making jingles.
It's his career.
Oh, dear.
I'm going to go into the voice guild, and I'm just going to make some tracks.
Oh. It's all right. Carry on.
Yes, that's all I wanted to say.
You're going to make some tracks.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, all right. So, June, tell us about this whole going to Beijing and studying over there and whatever.
I did a little stint. It's teaching English. No, teaching Chinese as a second language. Uh-huh. I'm just going to tell you a little secret. I went there with my mom, who is actually a certified teacher. Uh-huh. So I kind of just tagged along, okay? I just tagged along. So I'm not actually... Being certified and being qualified is two completely separate things. But I can speak Chinese and I can try to be a good teacher if you ever need my services.
Wait. So you went to Beijing?
Yes.
To teach Chinese?
No, to get a cert to be certified to teach Chinese as a second language.
Oh. Yep.
You're talking about Mandarin, right?
Yes, Mandarin, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
That's it.
Richard, don't you speak a bit?
Yes, I did. I got stuck over there for 5 years. It took me 5 years to get out of Beijing. But I actually loved it. So to be fair.
Do you remember a lot of it?
No.
Well, he was speaking Mandarin with me earlier.
Earlier today.
He brought me Papa Rich.
She asked me how much it was. I told her how much it was in Chinese.
How much?
It was 14.
How do you say it?
Sure, sir.
Well done.
You didn't say that earlier.
I did.
No.
What did he say?
I did it with a Beijing choir.
He said, shoo shoo.
Shoo shoo.
That's how they say it there, though.
See.
We're in Malaysia, Richard. Come on.
I've lived here too long. That's a problem. Folks, if you want to get in touch via Twitter, we're at BFMTTON or at BFM Radio. If you don't already know, it's Davey's last day. Oh, that's twice I've said it now.
Oh.
We're going to move on to some questions and news from page two in just a few minutes. We've also got Smarty Pants coming up a little bit later on. That should be fun. So what do we want to do? Smarty Pants? No, we don't want to do that. Yeah, let's have a little bit of news from page two.
What's all the shouting?
I want to talk about crocodiles.
What about crocodiles?
Dundee?
No, not Crocodile Dundee. That's not a knife. This is a knife. You remember that one?
Why are we talking about crocodiles?
This is news from page two.
Ah.
So the story that I've read is coming out of Indonesia. And this is it's a new story on an isolated Indonesian island where they're going to be using crocodiles to be used as guards for death row prisoners because crocodiles cannot be bribed.
I think that is smart.
It is smart.
That is some completely... Actually, no, you can bribe them with meat, can't you?
Exactly. Yeah. And then you're going to have
where are you going to find that meat but the one on your body?
Well, if you can find...
Just throw David there.
Well, exactly. They can just get an unwilling participant to go into the moat and then they can just cross.
The prisoners, everyone is an unwilling participant.
Exactly. There's a whole bunch of prisoners on death row.
Isn't that the point? One of them is probably the weakest. Just throw him over.
This is not something where you're stuck at sea and floating around and he's the weakest, let's eat him.
It's Darwinism, the strongest survive.
Correct. The one with the biggest stick survives in prison, though, from what I hear.
Sticks.
Depends how you want to interpret that.
David, I don't want to be stuck with you anywhere in a life or death situation, that's for sure.
Oh. I'm nice, okay?
Nice?
Sometimes.
But this is not a real thing as of yet. This is a guy's idea of how he wants to put this prison. And he said, the idea is for these prisoners. This is something out of the Hunger Games. He said he wants to put inmates on this island to fend for themselves on a daily basis, where they may have food parcels delivered to them on a daily basis. Yeah, but they've got to survive on their own. It's totally out of the Hunger Games,
There's this other book. What was this book where children were left in an island and they ended
Lord of the Flies.
Lord of the Flies. Yes.
Right.
It sounds like that. It sounds scary as Beep.
Yes.
Yes.
Heck. But then again, if you're on death row, you're not going anywhere, are you? So, make the most of it. You could be like Robinson Crusoe with just a lot of friends and crocodiles. Right? You're on a remote Indonesian island. Make the most of it.
But Indonesia is not that big, but so technically...
What do you mean it's not that big? It's huge!
You can actually build a raft and go somewhere, right?
Out of crocodile skins.
Why not?
Uh-huh. What are you going to kill the crocodile with?
Things can happen, okay? Maybe you just wait for the crocodile to die.
Uh-huh.
A natural death.
They live a very long time,
Well, maybe you're just lucky and one of them's already 100 years old.
Okay.
Okay, this seems to be a very long debate about crocodiles.
It's an interesting debate.
It is, indeed.
You've got a story, right, David, about Japanese perverts.
Yes.
Nice story to end up on your final day with.
What's new?
Right. So this guy, this 28-year-old guy allegedly hid in a sewer in Kobe, Japan for 5 hours using his smartphone to film up women's skirts.
No.
Yeah.
Aye.
And to get into the drain without being seen, he snuck in at 3 o'clock in the morning.
That's some elaborate plan there just for
He's thought this
shots.
Through, is
yeah.
it?
Well, this is the second time he's been caught.
Wow.
He did it back in 2013.
So wait, he did it in a drain?
Yeah. He waited in the sewer, so he does a little grating that you can see through. Put his phone there and just waited.
I just want to punch his face.
This is horrendous.
I'm just actually wondering which girls stop and, and just like sits, like stands there.
Maybe
you know?
To pee.
He's waiting for that Marilyn Monroe to walk past.
Right.
That's what
so
he's looking for.
He
well, that's if
fan.
It's windy.
Correct.
Only if it's windy.
That's the thing. He should have a fan there next to his phone as well so he can blow it up.
What if she's wearing pants? Have you ever thought about that?
Well, no, that's why he waits for the skirts.
Oh my god.
Oh.
Sure, it wasn't you.
How long?
Ouch. Ouch. Oh, it's getting fiery here.
I'm sorry, it's your last day. I should be nicer to you.
But think about it. He was doing a demo earlier on in the pantry, right?
This is true.
Right? I was doing a what?
You did a demo and I was telling Richard that he looks experienced.
Yeah, he looks like he's prepared.
He's done before.
He was telling us the whole story about how this fellow was doing it.
Oh, yeah, but look at David, okay, his mustache. Uh-huh. Don't you think he looks a little bit pervert?
What? You guys work with him.
This is you know we love you.
This is judging a book by its cover, okay? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, how do I know Richard's not a pervert?
This is true.
Yeah, he could be a big one.
I know Richard is a pervert.
What? What is happening? Wow, we went from David could be to Richard is? What the heck? Thanks, Auntie Addie. Right, it's time for some music. Two Door Cinema Club coming up right now. We need to get away from this topic. Oh, my word. Also, if you want to get in touch and take part in the competition, 016-201-9000. We're giving away brownies from My Burger Lab. Answer this very simple question.
In 1896, a recipe for brownies first appeared in which cookbook? Send your name and your IC number to 016-201-9000. Don't forget to tell us why do you deserve to win as well.
I can give you the author of this book if that will help. Here's something to think about. Her name was Fanny Farmer.
Oh, dear.
No.
It is. Yeah. Two Door Cinema Club right here. Welcome back, folks. It is that time of night here on BFM 89.9. I'm Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Auntie Addie.
What?
Who are you?
David is your name, right?
Yes.
That's it.
Uncle yes. David.
Yes. And our guest this evening is...
Jun Young. What's up?
Jun Young has a story for us this evening. Hopefully it's not about perverts or crocodiles.
It's not. It's actually about feminism. What a lighthearted
awesome.
No, no, but seriously, it's about Reese Witherspoon's moving speech at Glamour's Women of the Year Awards. Now, basically, she got an award for her work creating stronger roles for women in film. Now, okay, basically, she made a really moving speech, blah, blah, blah. But the bit from that speech is that I really like how she started her own production house called Pacific Standard Films, aiming to produce female-driven material. She's actually involved, her production house was
Gone
involved
Girl.
With Gone Girl, exactly.
The one that has a psychopathic
yes,
woman in it.
Three,
strong lead role, that for sure.
Academy Award nomination for that.
It was a brilliant film, though.
It is
was.
A really, really good film,
yeah,
and
yeah.
I really like what she's doing. And basically, from her speech, what I want to bring up is the fact that she hates in all male-dominated movies, the female cast always ask the male cast, like the male lead, so what do we do now?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like in any situation. But have you ever met a woman that doesn't know what to do now? Except we don't know what we want to eat at all
I was
times.
Just going to say
we
that.
We don't know.
I'll
admit we never know what we want to eat. Give us options. We you know, objective questions.
Right. It's
like A.
Are you hungry?
Exactly.
Right.
So if I am A, would you like Chinese? B, would you like Malay food? Or C, would you like Indian food?
Any
That's good. If we say none of the above, then you pick.
Okay.
Yeah.
Pizza it
Love
is.
It.
But simple.
Actually, like coming back to the whole idea of cinema and females, actually, there's always been a problem that females have always been used to tell the story of the guy.
Yes.
It's always to push the direction of what the guy should be doing or what the guy should be doing, should go through next, which is very difficult, and it's very difficult for a male director to actually get into the mind and tell a story from the female's point of
Let's
view.
Let's be real, no male ever can successfully get into the mind of
and
a woman.
And no one has. The thing is, no one has, right. And the fact that there is so little female directors out there to actually make a film based on anything female is very sad and very surprising because
it is.
You could see like the strength of
Sofia Coppola.
Ties are changing.
Yeah, true. I mean, it's changing slowly, and you could see the strength of a female director from Guardians of the Galaxy, who didn't have a female director but had a female writer write everything. Mm. Right, so you can see it changing, but it's changing really, really slowly.
But Mad Max is directed by a man, and it's sort of like a female-centric movie.
Not, but it doesn't really tell the story of the female more than it does Mad Max himself.
No, I disagree. I think the story, the new one, is all about that female lead character.
No, but
I
it's
think.
Portrayed as... I don't know. I think I feel like the character in Mad Max, the female character, was portrayed as a female the way a male wanted her to be portrayed.
No
as.
Way! You want
Guys,
your
I've
female
not watched
to be
Mad Max? Come
really?
On!
To be dirty and rough.
Yeah, that's what a guy would think would happen, right? Yeah, I think so.
I think our topic's swinging back to the perverts.
Right. Anyway, moving on. Great story, like that. Adeline, what have you got?
Okay, I'm talking about skiing. And you guys love skiing?
No. I don't.
You don't? David, I know you do, right?
I've never skied.
You want to teleport to a skiing
place, snowboard. Right? I've snowboarded before. I loved snowboarding. I do want to try skiing.
You haven't tried skiing?
Fair enough.
Okay, so, well, I'm not sure. Well, have you ever gotten a bad accident when you were filming?
When I was filming,
she's not talking about bad edits or wrong camera angles.
No, you know?
Have I tripped and fallen? No.
No? Well, okay. This guy, he's a professional skier. He fell down 1,600 foot off the mountain.
What?
In Alaska. So he was filming footage for the upcoming winter extreme sports film called Paradise Waits. So if you watch the video, it actually showed how he actually tumbled down the mountain, 1,600 foot. He survived.
Wow.
Well, there you go.
Wait, on the ski slope.
Yes.
On the ski slope. So he didn't actually fall off the mountain.
Literally fell off the mountain.
What?
He fell off the mountain.
How did he survive?
He survived. Apparently, there was... with airbag, I think. He pulled off the...
He had a parachute?
It wasn't a parachute. It was a safety jacket, I think, that has airbag in it.
Because that sounds like something out of a Wile E. Coyote cartoon. You know, he's falling down. Yeah, into the snow.
That's insane. But I mean, technically, it should kind of break your fall if there's a lot of snow, right?
He was damn lucky, man. He could have broken his neck.
Yeah. That's a scary one to end
with. Broken bones, though, surely.
No, perfectly fine. He said that I pulled my airbag to help prevent against any possible trauma injuries.
That's incredible.
What happened to his camera?
Perfectly fine. If you watch the video, the camera's still on.
No way.
And the mic is still with him. You can actually hear the entire thing.
I can imagine what was coming out of the microphone there. Oh dear, that's going to hurt.
No,
something like that.
He was tumbling down. He was like, oh no, ouch, ouch.
Oh
ouch.
No,
that's
ouch.
It. That's
really?
It. That's
oh.
It.
Really? I can tell you now that I wouldn't have been saying, oh no, ouch. Might have been a little stronger. Okay, we've got to move on. June, I see that you're nice and relaxed, and it seems that you might be ready for this.
Smarty Pants. Smarty Pants. Smarty Pants. Smarty Pants.
Oh,
smarty,
yes!
Pants. Smarty Pants. Smarty Pants. Smarty Pants. Smarty Pants.
I love quizzes.
Okay, so now we have 3 minutes to answer as many general knowledge as you possibly can.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't know the answer, just say skip. We move right along. The trick is not to sit on a question for too long.
Okay.
All right, your 3 minutes start now. What's the highest mountain in Africa? Mount Meru, Mount Kenya, or Mount Kilimanjaro?
Kilimanjaro.
Native to North America, prairie dogs aren't actually dogs, but a member of which family of animals? Squirrels, mice, or beavers?
Beavers.
Little Rock is the capital of which U.S. state? Arkansas, Kentucky, or Virginia?
Arkansas.
Which Oscar-winning actress duetted with Robbie Williams on his 2001 international hit single, Something Stupid? Kate Winslet, Anne Hathaway, or Nicole Kidman?
Nicole Kidman.
In what year was eBay founded? 1990, 1995, or 2000?
1995.
On which island was Freddie Mercury born? Staten Island, Hawaii, or Zanzibar?
Hawaii.
In the classic Disney movie, which enchanted object did Dumbo hold in his trunk to enable him to fly? A magic apple, a magic feather, or a magic leaf?
A magic feather.
Temujin is another name for which Mongolian emperor? Mao Zedong, Genghis Khan, or Hideki Tojo?
Second one?
Genghis Khan.
Yes.
Which country gave us the Panama hat? Ecuador, Colombia, or Mexico?
Oh, I don't know.
Skip,
yeah.
Okay, the most heavily guarded border in the world is the Demilitarized Zone, or the DMZ, between which two countries? North and South Korea, China and Russia, or India and Pakistan?
I would say North Korea.
In 2015, Queen Elizabeth became the longest-serving British monarch, breaking the previous record held by who? King Henry VIII, Queen Victoria, or George III?
Queen Victoria.
In 2015, thousands of refugees flooded into Europe fleeing the civil war in which Middle Eastern country?
Syria.
Which of the following cities is the furthest away from Sydney, Australia? Mumbai, Johannesburg, or Tokyo?
Johannesburg.
The car manufacturer Skoda originated in which country? The Czech Republic, Lithuania, or Austria?
Czech Republic.
What mythical land was lost under the sea? Nod, Atlantis, or Thule?
Atlantis.
What is the nickname of California? The Sunshine State, the Golden State, or the Happy State?
The Golden State.
In the 1980s Canadian TV show The Littlest Hobo,
oh no,
the title character was what kind of animal? Dog, rabbit, or cat?
I don't know.
Which of the following is not a type of cheese? Parisian, Camembert, or cheddar?
Parisian.
What? Most of the Orinoco River is located in which country? Ireland, Spain, or Venezuela?
I didn't get your question, so I'm going to move on.
All right. Yerevan is the capital of which country? Andorra, Armenia, or Latvia?
Armenia.
Gary Player, Nick Faldo, and Seve Ballesteros are all names associated with which sport? Horse racing, golf, or track and field?
Golf?
How many points is the letter K worth in Scrabble? 5, 7, or 10?
Five?
Pamplemousse is the French name for which fruit? Apple, pear, or grapefruit?
No idea. I don't know my fruits.
Final question. The words bungalow and shampoo come from the language of which country? Indonesia, Norway, or India?
I would say India.
Well done. It's time for a break. We'll be back in a couple of minutes to find out how well she did. Please don't go anywhere. Change your plan, folks. We're going to do something a little bit different. It's actually time for us to have a little bit of Smarty Pants with David.
Smarty Pants.
Wasn't expecting that, were you?
You did better than I did.
I see. Did you like that?
What was that?
We thought we'd let you relax. You've had the whole day to kind of chill out.
Trust me, David, you're going to love us, okay?
Right.
This is so terrible. I could have just walked out.
We knew you weren't going to do that because you knew it was your final day. We knew you were going to behave. Anyway, your three minutes.
I wanted to just go and get a glass of water.
Your three minutes start now. Aside from the hornbill, what other animal can you find on this Seal of Miri?
The seahorse.
The Sarawakian calling code is 0 what?
085.
In a 2003 referendum, Hungary voted to join which international organization, the UN or the EU?
The EU.
Which oil company founded Miri in 1910?
Shell.
Venezuelan leader Hugo Chavez died of cancer in which year, 2013 or 2010?
2013.
Adnan Satim is currently the 5th or 7th chief minister of Sarawak?
5th.
Miri has two sister cities, one in China, one is in Taiwan. True or false?
False.
Malaysia has a lower GDP than Colombia. True or false?
Sorry, say that again?
Malaysia has a lower GDP than Colombia. True or false?
False.
Colombia's name was taken from which famous explorer?
Christopher Columbus.
Before Miri was the central capital for Northern Sarawak, which town was it?
I don't know.
Oh, you were very close. My something. Anyway, which individual was instrumental in the 2012 WikiLeaks document drops?
Oh, crap. Was it Snowden?
No.
Oh, no, that's the other guy.
Miri has three sub-districts. True or false?
True.
Colombia is ranked in the top 5 for the Happy Planet Index. True or false?
False.
It's true. Before adopting the iconic yellow, red, and black in 1988, what were the colors of the old Sarawakian flag?
I do not know, actually.
Robert Mugabe ordered white farmers out of which nation in 2002?
South Africa. No.
Which 2008 politician was known for his Hope and Yes We Can slogans?
Hope and Obama.
Come on. Yes.
Postal codes for Sarawak start with which number?
9.
Who became the new pope in 2005, Benedict or Paul?
Paul.
Which war had the codename Operation Desert Storm? It begins with a G and ends with war.
Gulf War.
Which country has the most stars, New Zealand or Brazil, on their flag?
New Zealand.
In Greek mythology, Pegasus was which type of magical creature?
Horse with wings.
What type of food is bok choy?
Vegetable.
The United States received the Statue of Liberty from which country?
Paris, France. France.
In which horror film would you find Freddy Krueger?
Nightmare on Elm Street.
What European country is this? They call it the Land of Fire and Ice. Clues in the question.
Iceland.
Babushka is the word for grandma in which European language?
I said that before.
Babushka, I want to say Greek? No.
No.
Humpback, pilot, and blue are all types of what animal?
Pilot and blue fish?
Oh, David.
Come on,
who
man.
Wrote Oliver Twist?
Humpback. I thought you said humpback.
Who
Wales.
Wrote Oliver Twist?
Charles Dickens.
Okay, final question. For which movie did Sylvester Stallone get Oscar nominations for Best Actor and Best Screenplay? Paradise Alley, First Blood, or Rocky?
Rocky.
All right. Here we go then.
How many did I answer? Actually?
29.
Oh, shit.
Wow. Don't swear. We're back to the show. We're very, very nearly out of time.
That was terrible, guys.
No, you did great. Spontaneous. Come on.
Yes.
So I have the score right now. So shall we do June or
let's
David Bowie?
Let's do June first.
All right. So let's do the incorrect questions first.
Please.
All right. So native to North America, prairie dogs aren't actually dogs, but a member of which family?
I said beaver.
It's squirrels.
Yes, you did.
It's squirrels.
Oops.
On what island was Freddie Mercury born? It's Zanzibar. Which country gave us Panama hat? It's Ecuador. And then in
Why is it not Panama?
I know, right?
Why?
I know. Trick question. Trick question.
In the 1980s Canadian TV show The Littlest Hobo.
Hobo. There's a voice.
The title
keeps on
character
calling
was
me.
Which kind of animal? It's dog. Most of the Orinoco River is located in which country? It's Venezuela. Drum
okay.
roll, please.
We want a drum roll now?
Yeah.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, Junyoung scored 18 points.
Yay! Whoa.
All right, next.
That's better
okay,
than I thought.
Okay, okay,
next.
Okay, okay.
All right,
shall we have silence for this?
Okay.
There we
Miri
go.
Has two sister cities, one in China, the other is in Taiwan. The answer is true.
I didn't know that.
Before Miri was the central capital for Northern Sarawak, which town was it? It's Marudi. Very close.
Mm.
Which individual was instrumental in the 2012 WikiLeaks document drops? Julian Assange. Colombia is ranked in the top 5 for the Happy Planet Index. The answer is true. Before they adopting the iconic yellow, red, and black in 1988. What are the colors of the old Sarawakan flag? It's red, blue, and white.
David.
Drum roll, please.
Oh, wait, wait. I need to fade this one out first. Let's do that and then this.
Ladies and gentlemen, David Bury scored. Ding, ding, ding. 19 points!
Yeah!
Well done.
It's
round of applause, David. David, David, nice. David. Okay, wow. It's almost time to wrap up the show. It's been an absolute pleasure working with you, David.
It was
June, thank you very much for coming along.
Yes,
having me.
Lovely.
We have 3 minutes to give out your facts. David, this better be a good fact.
Actually, it's a kind of okay fact, but it leaves everyone in my world.
Oh, no. I don't think we want it.
No, it's a very simple one. We don't actually know who named this world Earth.
Okay, I can see you're feeling all...
My turn?
Of course.
During the later part of the 19th century, skiing was considered more of a men's sport and women were encouraged to take up skating instead.
Did it have to be a snow fact?
Ski fact.
Okay.
Ski fact.
June, you're poised as if you have a fact.
I do, actually.
Look at that.
I just pulled one out. Facebook is cited in 1/3 of UK divorce cases.
I am so not surprised. So
there you have it.
Okay, final fact of the day then, that is Switzerland has the largest chocolate consumption in the world per capita. On average, citizens of Switzerland eat 240 bars per year.
Holy
But listen to this. On the average, a chocolate bar contains 8 insect legs.
Yeah.
No. So, don't care, I'm still going to eat chocolate.
So if you're Swiss, that means you eat 1,920 insect legs per
Swiss
year.
Swiss chocolate's the best.
It is.
Yes, it is.
It's got the most insect legs in two.
I don't care.
The
that's
high
why it's
class
so tasty,
insect
maybe.
Legs. It's like the high class one.
Hey, I just realized Junyoung's from Subang.
Yay!
Really, we're giving that a yay and a high five. Brendan, what's going on?
And she's also a Pinangai. Well, none of us is a Pinangai.
Wait, no one's a Pinangai.
Are you proud of being a Pinangai?
Yeah.
Look
do you know
why
food in Malaysia?
All right, okay. Ladies and gents, we have to say goodnight. David, good luck with everything.
Thank you, guys. I've had a lot of fun. Good luck on the show.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for a wonderful time.
Oh, he's getting all emotional.
So sentimental.
Are you going to be crying in the photograph later?
What photo? Oh, no.
No. Damn it. Okay, June, thank you very much again.
Thank you for having me.
We'll be
thank
watching you on TV. Are you going to be in FHM anytime soon again?
I hope so.
I hope so too.
Uh-huh.
Okay, it's time for some Foo Fighters. Say goodnight, folks.
Goodnight.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.